Welcome to Community, a Green Valley Baptist Church podcast, where we hope to make the church the hub of the community once again.
Hello and welcome to Community once again. We're so excited to be with you again today, and we have a very special guest with us today. We have Teresa Rasnick, who is our director of the LED program here at Green Valley Baptist Church. And Teresa's done some wonderful things within our program over the short term she's had here to this point. And I'm so excited, Pastor Don, for the direction in which we're going and the things that we're seeing take place in the lives of these young children. And
Yeah, I'm really excited to have Teresa with us today, Pastor B. And, you know, it was just a little over a year ago. Teresa was attending our morning Bible study here, the Daylight Warriors, and enjoyed having her there. But I don't know, the Holy Spirit of God just impressed upon me to ask her if she was looking for a job, if she had any interest in Christian education. And she shyly said, yes, I'm looking for a job, and I don't know. I'd never thought about it. And I asked her, would you begin to pray about it? Because I believe that God would want you to be here. I'm going to have her speak to that in just a moment in her own words and in her own story. But I can tell you that it's not by accident that God sent her here. Sometimes you just know when you look at somebody that they're the one that God has for you. And it was really a God moment for me. Teresa, why don't you share a little bit of that story?
Sure. Well, I attended the Bible study here at Green Valley and really enjoyed Pastor Don, but had never considered working for a church. And it kind of took me by surprise when he mentioned this position that was available. And I went home and thought about it. And coming from a homeschooling background, I have about 14 years of homeschooling experience with my two girls and always enjoyed it. And I was ready for a career change and just prayed about it. And the Lord kind of touched my heart and just kind of let me know that this was His plan for me. I did kind of get cold feet there one time and tried to back out, but, you know, God, He beat me over the head and wouldn't let me sleep and wouldn't let me eat. So I just decided I'd give it a try and just do my best, and it's been a great year.
Teresa, I was kind of thinking as you were talking there, and me and you kind of had similar experiences with Pastor Don as we came into this ministry, and he kind of saw us. Pastor Don saw me at a associational meeting and approached me in a kind of similar setting as to what you're talking about there, and have you ever considered this kind of question? And I kind of had the same thing as you did, pray about it, think about it. And for me, I prayed and I thought, the devil kept trying to convince me all kinds of things. I'm not suitable for this position, or I shouldn't be called here for whatever reason. And I just kind of wonder, what's your opinion? What are some of the things the devil did to you when he was trying to convince you out of coming to this position?
I think for me, just kind of beating down my confidence. I've always had trouble with self-confidence. Yeah. And you know, he just kept telling me over and over, you can't do it. You can't do it. And then, you know, I think God pretty well just kind of wrapped His arms around me and said, it's okay, you don't have to do it. I'll be the one helping you do it. And once you kind of learn to, you know, follow His lead and let Him take the reins, you really just, all the nervousness and everything goes away, and you just let Him do it, and it works out.
You know, one of the great things is Teresa came into the position. For years, Green Valley has offered preschool and pre-K. But when God brought Teresa here and He brought her with a vision for what could be and the possibilities that lay ahead. And so as a team of people on the staff, as we sat down with the oversight committee, personnel committee, and the staff of the people that were here, you know, Teresa brought to the forefront that, you know, God may be wanting us to do kindergarten. And so kindergarten was added to our program this past year. And it's just sort of like her journey as well. We were wondering, well, are we ready for this? But as we talked with the parents and the things that were going on in the community at that time, it just lent itself to, we need to establish a kindergarten class and have the children here for at least 3 years. And it's just been a tremendous blessing. So I'm going to ask you a question, Teresa. Why kindergarten? What is the advantage of having the children longer in our Christian education program?
Well, it's a pretty straightforward answer. Mm-hmm. The longer we have them, you know, in this Christian environment, the bigger our impact on their lives. Yes, we can help them when they're 3 and when they're 4, but the longer we're with them, the longer we can pour God's word into their hearts, the more they're going to hopefully be ready to hear God's word and to make, you know, life decisions and, you know, dedicate their lives to Jesus and follow him all the days of their life. And that's our goal, is that they learn to follow Christ.
You know, there's one question that you asked us as a staff that has been in your mind for some time, you know, as we began to talk about, because we're going to be offering first grade now in the 22-23 school year, and we're excited about where God is leading us. But you asked this question, what about the children? And so I'm going to ask you the same question. When you hear the question, what about the children? What is it that stirs your heart and motivates you?
That question kind of, that was God's answer to me when I was struggling with even mentioning the possibility of adding first grade. You know, I would come up with lots of reasons why not. Of course, my job would be easier if we just stuck to the program that we have this year. But, you know, every time I would come up with a reason not to, God's answer to me was, or question was, what about the children? And, you know, you just really can't argue with that. We know that God loves these children. Amen. So much, and he wants them to love him and to know him. And the longer we can keep them here, the more we can teach them about God and his word.
You know, Teresa, I heard something you said there and it kind of sparked something within me. You said, my job would be easier if we kept the program we have now. See, and that's what I love about this, is you're not trying to do what's easy. You're trying to do what God wants to do. And so some of the parents out there, they may be thinking, it'd be easier just to send my kid to public school. And so for you, what do you think the benefits are in not taking the easy way out and them choosing to send their kids to a program such as Little Ed, even though it's not easy compared to the other options?
Right, and I'm well aware of the difficulties involved with parents giving their children a private education. I know it's a lot more expensive. They've got to provide their own transportation. There's just lots of drawbacks, but in my opinion, the rewards are so, you know, they far outweigh those drawbacks that are presented.
You know, when we talk about some of the drawbacks of transportation, the cost of tuition and everything else, what's one of the things that we do offer as a means of helping parents provide that private education for their children?
Yes, Green Valley has a very generous scholarship program. All parents have to do is just fill out a one-page form, and that is evaluated, and you can afford it. The cost would be minimal.
Yeah, let's talk about the program as far as the grades that we do offer and the curriculum that we do offer, because you brought a new curriculum to us this year called Learning God's Story. And, you know, talk a little bit about it from the preschool grade, and then we'll go to pre-K, kindergarten, and then we'll talk about our hopes for first grade in the coming year. So just share a little bit about God's story for the preschool kids, if you would.
Okay. Well, our curriculum is, we're using a product called My Father's World, and this is a program that I actually used with my kids when I homeschooled. So it's a little different focus, because although the academics is very strong, but the whole entire program, your child's entire day would be centered around God's Word. As they learn the different subjects, you know, especially like science and history, it's all centered on God's Word. And one thing I really love about My Father's World is it's a unit study, and it's very hands-on. Mm-hmm. So from the preschoolers, you know, everything is hands-on with that group. But they do learn 12 different Bible verses throughout the year. And, you know, in addition to learning all the normal preschool things like, you know, their alphabet and their numbers and shapes and all of that, they're also being, read the different Bible stories. They're learning all the important Bible stories from creation all the way through the life of Christ. And they're memorizing God's Word. They're learning songs, Christian songs about God. It's just really starting to form, you know, that foundation, that strong foundation mm-hmm. around God. They're learning how to pray.
Amen.
Even the three-year-olds, they can sit and they can pray. It, you know, every day that we have them here, they pray for their mom and their dad and their brothers and sisters. So it's really just precious.
Mm-hmm. You know, in times past, we'd only offered a half day for the preschool kids. And now we are offering the full day. And what are the advantages for parents to the full day of preschool?
Well, the advantages for the parents, that was really the only reason we looked at that. Because last year we had parents that were, you know, working parents, and they would bring their child in for a morning here, and then they would have to leave work during the lunch hour and get their child and then take them to daycare. So we wanted to make it a little easier mm-hmm. for parents to participate here. So we offered the full day preschool where they can drop them off in the morning and pick them up at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I think for those working parents, it has really helped.
Yeah. And some other things that we added to the preschool program this year is we do a chapel service on Tuesday mornings, which has been just a tremendous blessing to Pastor B and myself to be with those children, to lead them in some of the stories, lead them in prayer and play games with them. You know, I know they get a nap time in the afternoon and they get a lot of recreation time, which is good for them. And if you're a preschool parent and you're considering getting started with Green Valley's Little Ed, you know, just remember we do have scholarships that are available to help, and the program is just, you know, it is all about the children. Well, share a little bit more with us, if you will, and talk to us and about the pre-K program, if you will.
Yes. The pre-K program, it's amazing how much kids mature in a year's time. And, mm-hmm. and you know, they can really learn a lot more in just the following year after preschool. But we start, you know, of course, teaching them. They continue on learning their letters and numbers. And we're going to add the sounds, the letter sounds, to mm-hmm. that. So I know Pastor Don has laughed at us for singing our apple song. but it's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
But we add in, there's more Bible stories. There's a lot more Bible verses. I know the curriculum is set up for 32 Bible verses. I'm not sure if we'll learn the entire 32, but they learn a lot of Bible verses. And I feel like we've had a lot of fun. We've spent time in the kitchen making cookies, and we have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us a little bit about the kindergarten program.
Kindergarten.
Because that's brand new.
Yes, the kindergarten program is one of my favorite My Father's World programs. It's what I did with my girls when they were at home, and, you know, that was a long time ago, and I still remembered so much of it. Mm-hmm. It's very hands-on. The focus is kind of on the science part of it. As you go through the alphabet, it has a related science topic, mm-hmm. And it's unit-based, so everything will focus around that one thing. One of the examples, which really had a big impact on me when I was teaching it myself, was like, for an example, when they learned the letter S, their science topic is going to be about the sun. Mm-hmm. And so they'll study all the things about the sun, but then they'll carry that through and learn that they'll also study about the sun being Jesus, mm-hmm. and how Jesus is the light of our world. And just it all ties together, and it's really just beautiful mm-hmm. on how that works. Some of the things they'll do while studying the letter S, they'll construct a sundial and observe and chart grapes as they become raisins. They'll paint the sun, and they'll learn all about shadows. So it's really a lot of science, but it's also a lot of the Word of God. And that's the most important part.
Mm-hmm. You know, COVID hit us in 2020, March of 2020, and it kind of shut down field trips for a while. But this year, you were able to go on a field trip with the kids and just talk a little bit about that and where you went, if you remember.
Yes, back in the fall, we went to Fleener Farms in mm-hmm. Bristol. And, you know, the kids got to go on hay rides and pick out a pumpkin before they went home, and we all got to eat a picnic lunch together, and I don't know, they had a little kind of, it was called a train ride or something, but mm-hmm. it was really cute. They had a wagon on the back of a lawnmower, and and the kids thought that was a lot of fun, so.
Pastor B, I know you went on that trip with them. Just share a little bit from your perspective what that meant to you, because you just arrived here at that time.
So I'd only been here a couple weeks at that time, and I had the opportunity to get to go on that trip with the Little Ed program, and that was really my first encounter with a lot of the kids. It was up close and more personal, and especially with the parents, really the first time I got to spend any time with any of them. To me, it was so wonderful to get to see the kids be able to go out and just have all kinds of fun and see all the different animals and things like that. And so that's what I really love, I think, about this program. One of the things is that we don't just house the kids up here and pretend there's not a world out there. Amen. You know, we're preparing them for the world, mm-hmm. and we're taking them out and we're showing them places like Flinger Farm there, and having the opportunity to get to see those animals and the corn maze. I know a lot of them did and things such as that. And, you know, it's something special when you can take a group of Christian kids that you've raised up in a program such as this to know the Word of God, and not just keep it within the building here, but be able to take them out and help them to see the world around them and prepare them for what's going on and what's coming up. In my short time here, I've had so much fun getting to know a lot of these kids, and I think of like the times I've had in chapel and things like that. I actually, this morning, a little short story maybe I'd like to share with you for just a minute. One of our teachers, the kindergarten teacher, Lakin Robinette, came in this morning, and I talked to her this morning about one of the kids that had been here this past weekend for the Little Ed program. And they had been watching a Bible video in children's church on Sunday. And for those of you that are listening and haven't seen me, I have a pretty red beard here, and there was an Israelite on that video, and he was coming through there, and that one of the little kids that saw that said, "Hey, that looks like Pastor B's beard there. That guy looks like Pastor B." But, you know, that just attests, I think, to the relationships that we are able to build here, and I think that's something that you also don't get in the public school system like you get it in a setting like this, where we truly have a bond and a relationship with these kids. And I know that each one of us here would attest to different stories and things that have happened and taken place with them. But I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to be with them each day.
It is. You know, one of the joys of my day is not only to chase them around, but, you know, sometimes I'll just be in my office. And I like the fact that the kids feel they can just walk right in and they'll come into Joyce's office. She's my administrative assistant. They'll come in sometimes and just go sit on the couch in my office. I'll be working at the computer, and they'll just go, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I'll be able to explain to them what I'm doing. Yeah. But, you know, we really love the relationships we have with them, the opportunity for them just to be curious and to explore their world and explore the church. You know, as I think about the program, And as I think about the children and the parents, what really makes the program work is the parents and their dedication to the program.
Yep.
You know, one of the great things that has taken place is seeing the parents come out to church when we do the Little Ed Sundays and the differing programs. And, you know, I think they get, the parents get a joy out of seeing what their children have learned during the month, the songs that they're performing. And to see the boldness with which they're growing up, you know, when they first get up to do a program, they're shy and they don't, they're scared, but by golly, now they're just up there, they're doing their thing. And I think that that, through the chapel services, being in the big church, if you will, being up on the stage has given them a confidence, the ability to know that God is watching over them, that God cares for them, we care for them, and you know, it's just been a tremendous blessing. Well, you know, as we continue on interviewing Teresa, one of the things that Teresa brought to our team here, our staff, was this idea of doing first grade in this coming year. And one of the questions that came to her mind is, you know, what about the children? And so, you know, one of the things we had to look at is, are we ready for first grade? But, you know, you really can't argue with the question, what about the children? Yeah. Because it is all about the children. It is about the generations to come. And if we can help our children understand their need for God and grow and have a foundation, they're going to make decisions that are based on God's values, not the ungodly world's values and the things that are going on. They're going to know the difference between right and wrong. They're going to know what God expects. And I think that's very, very important. You know, so Teresa, talk just a little bit about first grade, what the curriculum might look like, if you know at this point. And then you and I have discussed the model. We'll talk about the model going forward here in just a moment. But go ahead and describe the, well, you know, what first grade is going to look like.
Okay. First grade is also from my father's world, and the curriculum is called Learning God's Story. And just like the kindergarten program, it's very Christ-centered. Mm-hmm. One of the things I really like about it is the Bible reader. So there's actually a phonics reader that my father's world has put together that has, you know, our Bible stories in it. Mm-hmm. So that's what they'll actually be learning to read from. Their writing will be Bible verses.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll actually have a, I forget what it's called, a Bible, like a workbook type thing where they'll actually illustrate okay. their Bible stories and, you know, mm-hmm. write the stories themselves. So it too looks like a great curriculum, lots of science, lots of math, and a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. that's the most important part, hands-on.
Yeah, if you were a parent out there and had a child at first grade age, why would you choose Green Valley's Little Ed first grade program over, say, the public school?
Lots of reasons for me. we can teach the academics here. We can make sure that they know what they need to know. But we can also focus on the spiritual aspect of your child, which to me, you know, the verse that says you can gain the whole world, but what does it matter if you lose your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whereas academics, of course, is a big focus, but it's also just as important, more important, that they learn God's word. And we can work on both and do both equally well. That would be the main reason I would choose it. Mm-hmm. And the atmosphere is so much different. Our classes are going to be small.
Mm-hmm.
Our maximum class size is going to be 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the teacher can just focus on each individual child so much more mm-hmm. with a small group than you can if you've got 20 or more in a group. They get a lot more one-on-one attention.
Mm-hmm.
At that age, it's very important.
Yeah, their personalities are just forming, and their traits, you know, they're coming to fruition. So having the ability to have the teacher focus one-on-one, letting them, you know, it helps the teacher know their strengths, their weaknesses, where they are. And it's, you know, I can only see that as being a positive. Well, let's talk for just a moment about the model. if you will, or something you and I have discussed at great length, and that is, you know, Laker Robinette's our kindergarten teacher, and next year she'll move up to first grade. But Laker began with preschool children here just a few years ago. And so, you know, she'll have she's had the children from preschool through pre-K through kindergarten and now into first grade. And what are the advantages of having a teacher stay with a class from preschool through first grade? And we don't know what the future holds, but then going back and starting again with a new group of children from preschool and carrying them all the way up through first grade, what are the advantages of that?
The advantages to that, and we've looked at this quite a bit, the child's going to get to know that teacher, and they're going to be very familiar with that teacher, mm-hmm. Comfortable with that teacher is a better word.
Yeah.
But the teacher will know the child. And when this child goes into first grade and she's had them in kindergarten, then she doesn't have to try to figure out what things that this child has learned and where she needs to pick up. Mm-hmm. But she's going to already know that. And she'll know, you know, what this child needs to work on. Mm-hmm. And what they can excel in a lot easier than getting a new group of kids each year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the parents, that's a great advantage too, because they're going to know the teacher's expectations, how she runs the class. Everything's kind of going to stay the same, and they'll actually develop a relationship mm-hmm. with this teacher instead of having to learn someone new every year.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a proven fact that you know, these are the formative years of the children, and children need consistency, and children need to know, you know, they have someone they can depend on, and life does present many changes. We know that one of the things we need is a strong foundation, and so, you know, if you're able to have a child and you're able to carry that child for you know, a few years, in the same program with the same person, it's only going to benefit the child, benefit the parent, and you know, it does create a lot of excitement as we look at first grade in the coming year. Pastor B, what are some of your thoughts as we think about honoring or as we think about offering first grade in the coming year, and what might you say to parents who are considering, you know, public school or Green Valley's Little Ed first grade? What should we do?
You know, I just think I was kind of thinking about this model. First off, I would like to make a comment on that, and the thoughts that as I was contemplating this model, I was pretty skeptical about it at first. Mm-hmm. And as we began to talk about it, I thought, will that really work? Will it really work to start a teacher out pre-K and carry them all the way through first grade? And I know Teresa and I have had conversations about this. I think you and I have had a couple conversations mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. And my skepticism, God kind of opened my eyes up to see how wonderful this can be. You know, it's a real opportunity to get to see these kids grow in relationship with their teacher, to grow in the ability for her to be able to share the gospel with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we're all here for. You know, mm-hmm. we're here to share the word of God with people and to see souls come to know Christ and to grow in that and to become warriors for the gospel. And so I really think, saying that this program really equips these kids to be able to carry on their lives, even up into adulthood, and mm-hmm. be able to really be warriors for the gospel. Mm-hmm. And to see kids who have already grown so much, just in the short time that I've been here. You know, I've only been here since October of 21, mm-hmm. but the short time I've been here, I've been able to see some of these kids and the growth, and you talked about the prayers that some of these kids are leading and mm-hmm. things like that. As I was, something me and you, I know, both started a chapel, was we'll pull the kids up a lot of times and let them pray with us. And we'll kind of tell them some ideas of what they could say and let them lead the prayer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I go out into this world and I see people who are adults who don't know how to pray. And I see a little 3-year-old sitting up here on the pew of our church after chapel services that's praying, leading prayer, not just praying. They're leading prayer. Mm-hmm. And I just think, as someone who has been a Christian from a very young age, and I look around and see a world in which we're in the Bible Belt here, and there's Christians all around us, you know, how wonderful it is to know that there's a program out here like this that equips these children to go out and do the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's so much more than just an education. It's so much more than just sitting them in a classroom and teaching them. I just think it's so miraculous to be able to see the growth within them and to see them come to a deeper knowledge of the Savior.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes in school systems, public or otherwise, sometimes, you know, I don't know how it was for y'all when you were growing up, but it seemed like they always wanted to fill my head full of facts, but they never wanted to let me experience my world. And, you know, that's one of the great things that we have developed here as a church family and as a program is, you know, we've talked about it a little bit here, how the kids will come into the office and sit and talk with us, or, you know, they'll go to our church custodian, Peggy, and they'll ask her all kinds of questions. And we even have days where we'll have Peggy show the kids what she's doing and why she does it. And they get to experience someone who is an adult who is doing a service for the kingdom, if you will. But they get to tag along with her a little bit. You know, they get to tag along with us during the chapel services sometimes. But, you know, I think it's the community. It's the family atmosphere. And it's the love that the kids receive, the one-on-one attention. You know, we have a wonderful staff here. And we're just so thankful today that we had the opportunity to have Teresa come and share with us the program, what's going on with each class, you know, the direction that God is leading us as a church. And so if you're a parent who's listening today and you're considering what you should do, you know, let us just encourage you that we do have a wonderful scholarship program here, and we have a very loving family, a very wonderful staff who will deeply care for your children. Your children will receive one-on-one attention, but most of all, your children will receive the love of Jesus Christ. So again, Teresa, thank you for joining us here today. It has been a blessing to hear your thoughts and to hear your explanation of the program and what's going on. And this is by way of informing our community, getting the word out. And we certainly hope to see you as a parent here at Green Valley Baptist Church in our Little Ed program, bringing your child and knowing that you're bringing your child to a safe place, a wonderful place. So we're going to, Pastor B, if you want to close us up here today, and we'll finish our time together.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining us once again, and please consider the truth of a Christian education and what's behind that and the importance of it. Once again, we thank you all for joining us. Hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Community. If you want more information about our church, please go to greenvalleybaptist.church or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Green Valley Baptist.